This is Pastor J.C. O'Hare, O-H-A-I-R, 1011 Wilson Avenue in Chicago. We give you this address because we're always glad to hear from our radio friend. We want to thank God for the many wonderful letters that have come in telling of the broadcast. We have been broadcasting for many, many years, always specializing in the gospel of the grace of God. You know, the Bible speaks of the everlasting gospel, the gospel of peace, the gospel of the circumcision, the gospel of the uncircumcision, the gospel of the kingdom, the glorious gospel of the blessed God. Wonderful name. The Apostle Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Now the word gospel, euangelion, means good news. Good news, and certainly there is good news in the Bible for the sinner, if that sinner will receive the good news. But there's some very bad news in the Bible. Yes, when we read that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross to deliver us from the wrath to come, and then we read if we reject the Lord Jesus as Savior and despise God's grace, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, for we know him that saith, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense. And for those who reject the Lord Jesus Christ, remember, if you reject him as Savior, you'll have to meet him as judge, because the Bible says that all judgment has been committed into the hands of the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to speak at this time. We have a book here containing several messages on the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there are different aspects of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. According to a prophecy, the Apostle Peter says, we have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto we do well that we take heed as the light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in our hearts. There are more than 400 unfulfilled prophecies concerning the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and God's kingdom to be established on this earth. Yes, in the New Testament scriptures alone, we have many, many references to this second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ for his church. As the Apostle Paul says, behold, I show you a secret. We shall not all sleep or die, but we shall all be changed. And you remember what he said in 1 Thessalonians 4:13, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. This I say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not go before those who have fallen asleep. But the dead in Christ shall be raised first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, if we believe there's a more sure word of prophecy in God's book, then we believe that there is to be on this earth a time of trouble called Jacob's trouble or the great tribulation. Now, I'm not trying to be dogmatic as to how long that tribulation will last, but I do know, according to God's word, after the church has been suddenly removed from this earth, that this civilization of ours is going to head up in the one called the Antichrist, as we read in the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians. The man of sin who's going to sit in the on the throne of God and be worshipped as God. And he's going to be Satan's man, coming with all signs and lying wonders and deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, after the power of Satan. I've written the book entitled, Why I Am a Pre-Tribulation Premillenarian. That means that I believe that the scripture clearly teaches that there can be no 1,000 years, a golden age, the what we call the millennium, until the Lord Jesus Christ comes back. Now, if we can understand anything by simple language in the Bible, we have the statement that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back. Well, here we see him in the 21st chapter of the book of Luke. Here's his own words. He said, notice, in the 25th verse, Luke 21:25, men's hearts, there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh. And know that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Well, my dear friends, the kingdom of God in this age of grace is already here. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. And every member of the body of Christ, we're told in Colossians 1:12-14, we have been delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of the Son of God's love. We're already in that kingdom, and the kingdom of God today is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. But that's one phase of the kingdom of God. Now remember this. The church, which is the body of Christ, is in the overall picture of the kingdom of God. But there were people who entered the kingdom of God by regeneration, by being made righteous by God. They entered the kingdom of God before the beginning, the historic beginning of the body of Christ. They were not baptized by the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ. So remember, the body of Christ is a part of the overall picture of the kingdom of God. But we have the kingdom of God presented as something different and distinct also in the Bible. Here we have the fact that when Jesus Christ comes back as the Son of Man in the time of great trouble, the kingdom of God will be at hand. They'll see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with power and great glory. Now remember, the Lord Jesus Christ is never referred to as the Son of Man in connection with the church, which is his body. In fact, the 82 or 3 times that we have the expression the Son of Man in the scriptures, 80 of those times the Lord Jesus Christ himself used the word. It is very peculiar. There's something significant about it. That the people did not call him the Son of Man. He called himself the Son of Man. The only time we find there, in the 12th chapter of John, when the confused Israelites said, "Who is this Son of Man?" And the only one who really called him the Son of Man was Stephen, who saw the heavens open. He said, "I see the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." The Apostle Paul never used the expression, the title, the Son of Man, in connection with the church or in the gospel of the grace of God. Now then, here we have the statement that in the midst of Israel's trouble, their great tribulation, the Son of Man is coming. Now when he comes as the Son of Man, he's coming to this earth. As we read in the 18th chapter of Luke, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? And the Greek there calls for the negative answer. He will not find the faith on the earth because he'll not find the church here. You know, in 2 Thessalonians 1:7-10, it says, "The Lord Jesus shall be revealed with his holy angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, who obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they shall be destroyed with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord." And they'll be there because they did not believe the gospel. And he says, this will be when he shall have come to be admired in his saints. There where it says he shall come in 2 Thessalonians 1:10, the Greek word is eltha. And it means when he shall have come. In other words, he shall have come to take the church to glory before he comes to this earth as the Son of Man. In between the time that the church is raptured, which is the mystery coming of the Lord, and the time that he comes as the Son of Man, the great tribulation will take place here on earth. And then, of course, the Lord Jesus said, except those days be shortened, all flesh would be destroyed, but for mine elect's sake, that is the nation Israel, I will shorten those days. Now, as far as our hope is concerned, we are looking for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of the great God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, as we read in the second chapter of Titus. Then we read, behold, I show you a secret. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. And that we have in 1 Corinthians 15:53 and on down. Now remember, it doesn't take very long to twinkle your eye. But in a moment in the twinkling of an eye, the church will be suddenly taken away, every member of the body of Christ. And then remember that the Son of Man will come in the clouds with power and great glory. That's the reason we have written the book, Why I Am a Pre-Tribulation Premillenarian. We'd be very glad to send this book to you. If you send the postage, we'll send it to you. Why I Am a Pre-Tribulation Premillenarian, or Will the Church Go Through the Tribulation? Now, if you get the church all mixed with Israel and put the body of Christ in Luke and Matthew, you may make the foolish mistake that some have made who have the church in the tribulation. Here's a poem I've written entitled When I Say Goodbye. When to this world I say goodbye, whether Christ shall come or I shall die, I shall not fear my future state, nor yet resign my soul to fate. 'Tis neither boast nor carnal pride, nor natural worth that I have inside. My trust is not in human creeds, nor in my good religious deed. If man by works could heaven gain, then 'tis true Christ died in vain. There was no power on earth could save, nor offer hope beyond the grave. Salvation is from heaven above. God's book declares that God is love. God loved the world and sent his Son to die for sinners, for everyone. Christ tasted death for every man. It was God's own redemption plan. On Calvary's cross the debt was paid, for there on Christ our sins were laid. In death the Savior bowed his head, there his precious blood was shed. God has for sin no other cure. By Christ shed blood the way is sure. When Christ had put our sin away, in Joseph's tomb his body lay. But on the third day Christ arose to conquer thereby all his foes. Then he ascended through the sky to take his Father's throne on high. Now in the Father's presence there, unceasing is the Savior's prayer. Eternal life, God's gift, is free. 'Tis all by grace for you and me. So in God's word I rest my case, trusting his unfailing grace. God cannot lie, his word is sure, and in his Son I am secure, because Christ's work was satisfied, and by that work I am justified. God has pardoned every sin, my hope of glory Christ within. I am prepared my God to meet, for in his Son I am complete, and sealed unto redemption day. So if by death, or I am caught away, I shall not fear my future state, but loving Christ I'll serve and wait. Well, this is Pastor J.C. O'Hare, 1011 Wilson Avenue, Chicago. If you want the one book, just write in 7 messages on the second coming of the Lord, or Why I Am a Pre-Tribulation Premillenarian. Please tell others of the broadcast, send the postage, and if you want several books, we've written 150. This is Pastor J.C. O'Hare, 1011 Wilson Avenue, Chicago. Goodbye and God bless you.